Dream again. Hope again. Come alive again. Begin to engage in living.
This is Gail McWilliams.
In 1998, there was a hurricane by the name of Mitch that hit the nation of Honduras. In the middle of all the ruins, there was one particular structure that was not impacted by the storm. It was a bridge. In fact, it was a bridge that the Japanese had built. And they have flaunted this particular architectural structure as one of their finest pieces because it endured the storm. However, there's one thing they had not counted on. When the hurricane hit the nation of Honduras, the course of the river changed. Suddenly, there was a bridge that was built well, but it wasn't pertinent anymore. So many times, I think that's what we do, especially with some of our organizations. We build a strong foundation. We have something that is tried and true and will endure the storms, but it's not pertinent anymore. It doesn't serve the people. What about your particular organization? What about your particular church? Perhaps what about you yourself? Are you serving people? Or are you just building something that looks great, but it really is irrelevant? I think we can learn a lot from not only the Japanese, in this case, to use the best of materials, but we must also use the best of materials in the place where it will be the most relevant. I'm mindful of the cute nursery rhyme that we sing, London Bridges Falling Down. We don't want the things that we're building in our lives to fall down, but we do want them to be pertinent and serve other people. There is where we'll find our greatest joy. Hey, whatever you're doing today, don't forget to look past the horizon, where the sky's the limit. I'll see you soon.
Discover more tools to help you see beyond at GailMcWilliams.com.